emergency, emergency.
We all may go up.
We're gonna exterminate you now. We will get our power.
We all may go up. We are a superior being.
Daleks, listen to CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal.
Should we play it?
One.
It like.
Okay.
Easy song, easy song, easy song, living.
So we've got the dismembered bodies, the man-sized spiders, the horrifying screams played on repeat over the sound system. I think I have finally done it. I have created the most traumatizing Halloween yard display of all time. Now time to sit back, eat some candy, and watch children cry. Okay, kids, I've only got one piece of candy left. Fight for it. Isn't that cute? All the neighbors are giving out fun-sized candy bars. Well, guess what, kids? We give out full-size candy bars at this house because we respect the hard work that you do as trick-or-treaters. Kids, this year I got you multivitamins. You're gonna need them with the highly processed diet that you eat. And little girl, you are not dressed warmly enough. Let me get you a coat. Did you know that Halloween has its roots in ancient pagan beliefs? Well, here's a book about the occult so you kids can read more about it. Just don't tell your parents. I'm calling your bluff this year. No treats. Bring on the tricks. Yeah, that's what I thought. Whoa, I am running low on Reese's Cups, and they're my favorite. So instead, you kids are gonna get some Almond Joys, okay? Hey, at least they're not Milk Duds, all right? Oh, so you're just gonna take the candy and walk away without saying thank you. That's great. Hey, Bob, great job raising little Timmy there. Oh, and now he's giving me the middle finger. That's real nice. Oh, hey, kids, you guys look great in your costumes. Wow. I forgot it was Halloween and I don't have any candy, but I've got some nickels. Here you go. Oh, 1995. It was a good year, right?
Good evening, Montreal. You're listening to Easy Sonic Living on CKUT 90.3. This is the Halloween special.
part always chokes me up.
This Halloween, nothing sets the mood like a movie from Blockbuster.
You're getting my fur wet.
Sorry!
You're all I've ever wanted, but I'm terrified of you. Seek my castle, maybe haunted, but I'm terrified of you. I've cast my spell on millions, but I'm terrified of you. Baby, I do this from the ceiling, but I'm terrified of you. I wait my whole life to bite the right one. Then you come along and that freaks me out, so I'm frightened. Ooh, Dracula's one. I'm terrified of you. See, my heartbeat is a slow one, but I'm terrified of you. I've been around for ages, but I'm terrified of you. Got my thing across the stage, but yet I'm terrified of you. I wait my whole life to find the right one. Then you come along and that freaks me out. So I'm frightened. Dracula's wedding.
Sandwiches, Van Helsing. For richer or poorer, through sickness and in health, till death do us part. Till death do us part. You only live once.
Gearing up for Halloween at the Theatrical Shop in West Des Moines. For Halloween parties and outfitting the youngsters, the Theatrical Shop provides specialized, ready-made costumes to rent or buy. Choose from a wide variety of materials and accessories to create your own costume or take advantage of the custom costume shop for real novelty. Call or stop in now to reserve your favorite costume. The Theatrical Shop in West Des Moines. Our prices won't scare you away.
Here, Ken, here's your costume. I got it at the drugstore. I know it's impossible to breathe, but with this plastic sheeting, you'll look just like Rambo. I know you're not going to be able to see out of it, but cars have headlights. You're fine.
I'm just an average man with an average life. I work from 9 to 5. Hey, hell, I pay the price. All I want is to be loved.
There's one magical, haunted evening each year when all the scary creatures come out to prowl through every neighborhood.
Oh, no, Mommy Tax, I get all dark chocolate and half of all peanut M&M's. I gained 50 pounds and gave birth to you. This is your tax. This is Mommy Tax. This. You are not eating this candy. We have to take it to the hospital to get x-rayed for needles and raisins.
But here's the scariest monster of all. Do you know why? This little witch doesn't know it, but she's taking some frightening chances of being hurt. Maybe badly hurt. Her costume is very, very dangerous. Can you see the things that make it dangerous? What about that mask? She can hardly see through those tiny holes for her eyes. If you were wearing that mask, here's what it would be like. You can see straight in front of you, but unless you happen to turn your head, you wouldn't see that car coming as you start to cross the street. You could be run over. And unless you look down, you can't see that you're coming to a curb. Ow, that hurts. It's bad enough to take a tumble on hard pavement, but it would be even worse to sprawl out on the street in front of a car coming.
Have fun! I mean, come back eventually. I mean, watch out for your brother. He's only 4 and he's dressed in all black, so hold his hand crossing the interstate. So I'll see you, I don't know, I'm going to bed. So, wake me up later.
We'll be right back. happen?
We want candy.
Listen, I don't celebrate this little demonic thing we got going on here, you know. All right? Try the next house. I do not celebrate that, okay? You need to go home and read the Bible.
Doorbell, hey, trick or treat, here's your one piece of candy. It's an almond joy. Enjoy it, go crazy. You're making me miss Dynasty for this? Who puts the season finale on Halloween night? Bye, leave me alone. Turn the light off.
Guy who's tough but sweet. He's so fine, he can be beat. He's got everything that I desire.
Acha, very cool guy, man. Yeah, man. Where you supposed to be, little fat one? Where you supposed to be?
I'm Michael Jackson.
All right. All right. Princess, where your mother there?
She's at home.
Your mother supposed to leave me all along. Tell her, say, Morgan, say, Pekala, she know where we are, but she has something. Forget I was supposed to buy candy, you know. I'm sorry, I don't have nothing for you.
Let's go, man.
Let me see if I have some pennies. Well, there were pennies.
Pennies?
So you walking away so you're a little rude ass. He fuck it up for all of you. He fuck it up for all of you. Go ahead. Next house.
Candy on the beach, there's nothing bad.
What's up? How y'all doing? Who you supposed to be? Cardi B?
Yeah, I'm Cardi B.
Okay. All right, so we're all set. We're all set at.
Mommy said no offset.
Okay, I got all of y'all. Who you? Take your mask off. Let me see who you are.
It's Brandon.
Are you dumb coming over here trying to get candy? Your mother don't talk to nobody. Your mother don't talk to nobody. You can't get no candy here. Okay, tell your mother keep that same energy. Don't send her kids to people's house if she don't talk to them. Excuse me.
Oh, voilà.
Joyeux Halloween. Bonjour, joyeux Halloween.
Merci, voilà.
Joyeux Halloween. Voilà.
Merci, joyeux Halloween.
Voilà.
Merci.
Voilà. Ça va là. Bon, joyeux Halloween. Voilà. Wow, cool. Joyeux Halloween. Hello. Joyeux Halloween. Hello. Joyeux Halloween. Voilà.
Thank you.
Joyeux Halloween.
Hello. Joyeux Halloween.
Merci.
Hello. Joyeux Halloween. Voilà. Hello. Joyeous Halloween. Voilà.
Hey, Eddie, what did you think about Halloween this year?
Good.
What was good about it?
Did enough.
It's good enough. What were the costumes you saw?
A dragon and
hello.
A unicorn.
Hello.
And a rainbow.
Hello. Cool.
And what do you like about candy?
What's that sound?
It's the sound of you talking. What about candy? Do you like candy?
Yeah!
What about you, Karina? What was your experience with Halloween?
Yeah, it was exciting. Lots and lots and lots and lots of people.
How many kids do you think were there?
And I also got some Smarties in my hand.
And
I am! M&M.
Yeah, it makes sense because you're giving out two, right?
Hello, c'est lui qui va te donner
le. So like 300 kids.
Yeah.
Wow. What was the best costume?
There was a kid dressed as a skunk, and there were three little kids dressed as snails.
Oh, that's cute. How do they do the snail? How did they make the shell?
I'm going to shut it down here.
Oh, that was, it was just like a headdress? Well, that's cute.
So at first I wasn't sure if they were like aliens or...
Yeah.
So I was like, what is this?
Boo! Boo!
Nasty weather got the little monsters uptight. Make it a Blockbuster night. Blockbuster has something for everyone. Even the fussiest little beasts settle down to enjoy Blockbuster. I just love a family night. If the weather's a fright, make it a Blockbuster night.
Easy song, easy song, easy song.
Because in the 80s, we were mostly blood red lipstick,
clothes.
Lifeless eyes.
Clothes.
Our dad did our makeup.
Clothes.
This one is with McDonald's fries.
Clothes.
1980s Halloween night. Mom gave us a shopping bag and a flashlight. It wasn't just our street, now we walked really far. It's a wonder none of us would run into a car. There was no Amazon, so Mom and Dad made a costume with whatever they had. Here's Mommy's scarf, you're a pirate scallywag. Or hey, you are groceries, climb into this bag. We had these old masks we would put on our head. The plastic they were made of had a fair amount of lead. Then we put it on our face and we breathed into it. And it cut into our skin because they were sharp as We thought that the masks made us all look cool. But looking back, they are total nightmare fuel. Strawberry shortcake.
Nightmare fuel.
Cabbage Patch Kids.
Nightmare fuel.
My Little Pony.
Nightmare fuel.
Smurfs.
Nightmare fuel.
Let's talk about the face paint, y'all. Back then it had a whole bunch of sus chemicals. We put them on our face and our eyes, and what's more, we got all sweaty and then it got into our pores. Our wigs were in no way flame retardant. There were quite a few fires that should have started. When you're posing with your grandpa on Halloween night and he's right next to your wig with a fully lit pipe. The costumes were made of some sort of polymer. It dangerously raised our body temperature. When we got home after doing our rounds, we had all lost about 17 pounds. But we couldn't eat the candy we all savor, because our mom had to check it off for razors. That is a true story. The candy razors were almost as scary as the
clowns.
Mom drove you to the hospital.
Clowns.
To an x-ray machine.
Clowns.
To make sure it didn't have any razors.
Clowns.
No, we got nothing on a Gen X Halloween.
Clowns.
3 years ago, I was living in that apartment right there. Third floor, leaky windows, cockroaches, the worst. I had $14 in my bank account. But just last week, I paid off my very first Subaru Impreza, and I own my own house in Nebraska. You might say that's wild. How did you get there? But that's not even the wildest part. The wildest part is that the way I went from there to where I am standing right now, all I had to do was work from home, make my own hours, and be my own boss. And you can do it too. If you have access to a computer and also internet access, you could be making up to $20,000 a month, working just a couple hours a day. All you have to do is work on these spreadsheets. I learned this strategy from Dorian Smiles, but I put a little twist on it. When I was starting out, I'd spend 6 to 8 hours a day just moving these symbols back and forth between the two spreadsheets. But now, I can get that work done in half the time. And every 15th of the month, I get wired between $10,000 and $20,000 straight into my bank account. And where's that money coming from? I don't 100% know. Like, I called my bank. I waited like the whole 15th, and as soon as the money came in, I called my bank and was like, hey, where did that money get transferred in from? And the guy was like, it's from you? Like, he said that it was like I was transferring money from an account I have with a different bank into this one, but I just have the one bank account. And I told that to the guy, and he was like, Mr. Gilbert, we literally just spoke, and it's your money, and you put it into your... And, like, that didn't make sense to me until I remembered that I'm my own boss.
Joe, my jammy.
If you had told me 3 years ago that I'd become so successful I could own not one, but two mandolins, I'd say you're lying. And honestly, I still can't believe it's true. But ever since I signed up with Dorian Smiles' program, he just sent over the spreadsheets and I got to work right away. But what am I working on? Like, seriously, what the fuck am I doing? Right? Like, I just move the same lines back and forth and back and forth between these two spreadsheets, and, like, I can't figure out how that's adding value to anything. And yet, I keep getting paid by someone who apparently has my name and my voice. And, like, I'm trying to figure out what happened. I've messaged Dorian, but he hasn't responded, right? Since he sent over the spreadsheets, it's been empty, it's been silent. And like, sure, you know what, fuck, I get paid ridiculous amounts of money for 2 hours of work a day, but like, I'm spending the other 22 hours just thinking. about the spreadsheets, and I can't figure out why that, like, I don't sleep anymore, right? I don't sleep anymore. I just... ago, I was living in that apartment right there. Think about the... And it's just, we just need a computer and internet access. But as I mentioned previously, I put a little twist on Dorian Smile's program. You see, you can work from home anywhere, but I specifically bought a house in Center, Nebraska, because it's close to where Dorian lives. He had to give me his address for, like, tax purposes, and I wanted to meet the guy in real life. But the snag is that the address hasn't existed since 1888. Like, there's records of a building being there, but it got condemned because of an enormous blizzard. It's just woods now. But, like, I gotta try to find it. It's the only lead I have. And I need to meet the man who came up with this incredible program that can earn you up to $20,000 a month with just a few hours of work a day. But that's not even the wildest part. The wildest part is that you can do this while working from home, making your own hours, and being your own boss. And you can do that too. But that's not even the wildest part. The wildest part is that you can do this while working from home, making your own hours, and being your own boss. Hey, and you can do that too. But that's not even the wildest part. The wildest part is that you can do this while working from home, making your own hours, and being your own boss. And you can do that too. But that's not even the wildest part. The wildest part is that you can do this while from home, making your own hours, and being
thank you.
Spring will surely bring the birds and bees cavorting, but since I am a gentleman, I'd much rather be jorting. Hi, I'm Brian David Gilbert, and if you're familiar with my filmography or discography, you know that I am a jorts enthusiast. Get along! Now that the weather has warmed, I have received hundreds upon hundreds of emails from hungry fans asking, Brian, how do you make jorts? Though the jort-making process is incredibly personal and introspective, I would be happy to share with you my method so that you might take your first steps on the journey to jorts. Step 1. Choosing the right jeans. A true jortist understands that you cannot buy jorts off the rack. In fact, you must use jeans that are well lived in and well loved in, or else you might commit the greatest sadness. A jean jorted before its time. I've been wearing these jeans for about a year and a half, and they've graduated. Step 1A. Practice. They say it makes perfect, and that's certainly true for jorts. Do a few practice passes with the scissors to make sure your hand is strong. Be careful not to get any dirt or bodily fluids on the jeans during this step, especially blood. You cannot get blood on the jeans during this or any step of the process. I cannot stress this enough. The consequences are dire. Do not bleed on the jeans. Step 1B, reminisce. Your jeans have been with you through a lot, so let's celebrate them. Visit your favorite amusement park. Frolic on the beach together. Step 1C, respect. Your jeans deserve some commendation for their years of service. Create a piece of art that symbolizes your bond. Serenade the jeans with a song you've written for them.
I can't believe my eyes, I've got some jeans around my thighs.
This would be a great time to invite any talent agents if you're looking for representation, as I currently am. Hi, I'm Brian Day. Instead of throwing your jeans into the laundry, why not hand wash them one last time? Step 1D. Listen to the jeans. They're speaking to you. Can you hear them? Their words are quiet, but the implications are loud. You awake one day to find that the jeans have spelled out their preferred jort length on the walls of your apartment in ancient runes. You can't escape their words. They find you in your sleep. It's babbling, but though you might not understand it on a surface level, you understand it viscerally. You understand it better than the words your colleagues say, your peers, anything the world has taught you up to this point. Maybe you could understand it better if you just listened closer, listened harder. Maybe if you stopped listening to everyone else. Step 1E. Fear. Step 2, cut the jeans. Congratulations. Your journey to jorts is over. It's finally over.
It is 9:01. Too late for me to give you candy. Thank you.
What this is at, and where we is at now. You listening to Space Plane on CKUT 90.3 is me until 2 a.m. King.
You know one of my favorite TV programs? Do you know what it is? Can you guess what it is? Huh? Can you guess it?